Dave Moore on Today FM.
Des Bishop.
Yes.
Hi.
You know, I had to admit to myself once that I was a Harry Styles fan because on like three different occasions over a year, year and a half period, I would be like, I really like this song. And then I would ask somebody, who sings it? And they'd be like, Harry Styles. And I'm like, God.
Uncovering that you're a fan of something.
I'm kind of kidding, but I kept getting caught out. I kept being like, all right, when are you going to admit that you're a Harry Styles fan?
You're probably going to say it, yeah.
Because you know? I kept loving the song before knowing that it was him.
It was him. Okay, gotcha.
And perhaps I would have had a bias, as if like a man of my age could not be a Harry Styles fan.
Well, we had a wonderful story in here where Dermot, you may remember him, he used to work here. He came in one day very excited about a new Harry Styles album. We were like, wow. He's like, yeah, Harry's got a new Harry Styles album. Like, are you sure? Like, I don't think he is. Yeah, it's called This Is Harry Styles on Spotify. We're like, okay, you need to sit down and understand that This Is Harry Styles on Spotify is a Spotify-generated playlist of Harry Styles songs.
Yes.
You thought it was a new album.
Now, by the way, I did meet Harry Styles once.
Okay, this is already an amazing interview.
Yeah, so, and I have to say, he was so annoyingly cool and funny, and it was just like, I was already sort of jealous of you, I guess.
Yeah.
And it turns out that everything about you is great. So I can't even be like, you know, I met him and it turns out he's, he's everything about the guy is great.
Did you meet him as Harry Styles or did you meet him as when he was in One Direction?
I met him at the Dunkirk premiere in New York.
Harry Styles, yeah.
He was Harry Styles.
Because I met him as One Direction and he was one of five hyperactive teenagers bouncing around the studio. You know, and that was like, it's my claim to fame. I've obviously met all of One Direction, but like, it was a long time ago. He wasn't Harry Styles.
Yes.
He was Harry. You know what I mean?
Very cool guy. Very funny and very generous. Like, we were hanging out in a group and it was every day. I got nothing bad to say about Harry Styles.
And there you go, ladies and gents.
I've had every chance to find some chink in the armor, some hole in his perfect personality, but there is nothing.
No, much like yourself, Des, I've known you long enough to have tried to find a chink, find something in there that would let me come on this radio show and, you know, do that hard-hitting journalist thing and go, I remember when you... But no, we've just been friends for 20
odd years. I mean, we always say it when I'm
on, but
I've known you since either 99 or 2000.
Oh, earlier, yeah.
So we go back a long way in the industry. But basically, all that means is that we've gotten old.
Yeah, there is
this
that.
This is how old I've gotten.
Yes. Okay?
When this horrible story about this plane flipping over yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? Wild.
Thankfully, nobody too badly injured.
Yeah, but my initial thought was like, oh, God, I'd say I would have done my back when that flipped over. Like, I felt that. But by the way, I just want to add that I had heard that nobody had died.
Okay.
And that at that time, particularly, they were saying the injuries were minor. Now, I believe there's actually three serious injuries. But my initial thought was a selfish thought of, oh, I definitely would have thrown my back out. And I just imagined myself hanging upside down.
Okay.
And just the torque.
Strapped in, the torque pulling
on
your...
Maybe
what I would have done was it would have lengthened some of the compression.
Oh, yeah, it would have been like a TikTok chiropractor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he hasn't moved his neck in 2 years, and then crack, and then he's like, whoa, some guy bawling, crying.
Yeah. All of this pent-up emotion
pent
comes
up
out.
Pain comes out. That's, by the way, that's my TikTok. My TikTok is chiropractors and mobility stuff.
Really? Because, in fairness, like, and you did talk about this about a year ago, but you did your knee really badly skiing.
Yes, I tore my ACL skiing.
You went for an ACL operation.
Successful ACL surgery in Santry.
That's great spot. A lot of people go there, yeah.
I've been, one thing for sure is I've been ruined by a lifetime of like GAA love because the minute I tore my ACL, my next thought was, I have to get to Santry.
Everybody knows.
Everybody's
to
like, oh, but you have to go to Santry. That's the best place. So I literally came back to Ireland. Like, that's how I I've been living in Ireland more or in New York more lately, but still, in my mind, I didn't trust. I went to an American orthopedist.
Okay.
But I didn't trust them. I was like, nah, I need to go to Santry.
I'm sure you have healthcare in America, but would it have been a very different scenario, do you think, going there?
It is more complicated.
Okay, more complicated.
It is more complicated. Okay, yeah. And it was simpler for me here, and they did look after me great in Santry.
Okay.
But
the rumors are true, but you're struggling there today.
I'm having other problems. Listen, man, I'm nearly 50, and Hannah wants to have a kid, and I'm like limping. So I told her, I said, listen, if you have to put on a knee brace to make a child, that's a pretty good sign that you're too old to have a child. Because it's that bad. It's like literally, I'm not gonna get graphic, but like
sure.
In bed, I have to like strategically move.
Position, yeah, so your
because
knee
my
doesn't
kneecap
get...
is so sensitive. I have chondromalacia if anybody's bored.
Chondromalacia.
If anybody wants to look it up. It's a softening of the cartilage under the kneecap.
There you go.
There you go.
Medical stuff. Yes. Speaking of Hannah, I interviewed Hannah recently when she was promoting an Irish tour. Wonderful woman.
Great lady.
The woman who finally tamed Des Bishop.
Well, I mean, there's a shaming in that language.
not in the slightest.
Yeah, well, listen, we're a great pair. You know, she's great. She's good crack.
Yeah, she is.
That was the immediate bond. And as I say in my show, you know, since we've met, her career has exploded. So I can't be accused of being a gold digger.
No.
But literally, jackpot.
Like, there you go.
She is... I don't know if there was a leprechaun when we met because she is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I literally don't even need to work.
She's just relying on it. Yeah. Burner Phone is the podcast you guys do.
That's right.
Great podcast.
It's fun. You know, she had her own podcast called Burning in Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in the meantime, her other podcast, Giggly Squad, absolutely exploded. And she was just a bit busy to keep getting guests for what Burning in Hell was, which was a mental health comedy podcast. Yep. So she would get people on to talk about their demons, but it's hard to get guests and all that. So she was just like, let's just do one together. So that was her idea. But she's even getting a bit busy for that. I had to do the episode on my own this week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, which is totally fine, by the way. I'd say go make that money.
You
Daddy,
go, girl.
Daddy can't walk.
Daddy needs new knee braces.
Daddy might need a new knee soon. And he can't keep going back to Ireland, so we might have to pay for this.
Des.
Yes. Suddenly sounds serious.
Oh, so you know me. I'm such a serious interrogatory interviewer. Lately,
yes,
the show.
Yes.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 26th, 27th, 28th of February in the Three Olympia.
Yes.
What a venue.
It's great. And I always did Vicar Street, and I love Vicar Street, but I went to the Olympia for Mia Mahama because I felt like the theatrical vibe suited that show a bit more. And I have to say, I was like, okay, a change is as good as a rest.
Okay, why
and
not?
It is a great venue. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. It is absolutely. And they both are, but that is a particularly brilliant one, I think.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the three nights there.
So talk to us about the show, because I'm always intrigued by how a comic sells the show that they have written a long time ago, workshopped, performed, you know, massaged, and now it is what it is.
Well, first of all, it's called Lately because when I had to name it, I had no idea what it was going to be.
Yeah, everyone's the same.
Generally, in my career, if I've done a very structured kind of like one-man show type show like Mia Mama, which was about my dead mother, or My Dad Was Nearly James Bond, which was about my dead dying father, the next show tends to be very lighthearted and about nothing. And Lately is... very lighthearted. There is a lot of getting older material.
Okay.
It's hard to avoid that in my life. There's a couple of little sections where I try to talk about the crazy world that we're living in. The only problem is it's getting crazier by the day.
It's
hard to keep up, actually, with the insanity.
Do you, because you live in New York now, so like, look, a lot of people, Irish people will obviously know your story, but like, you were effectively an Irishman with an American accent,
correct.
I would suggest. But you've now lived in New York.
Not so, that is universally accepted on the island of Ireland.
I would agree.
I've experienced quite a lot of pushback for making that statement.
But tell me this, what is it like on a day-to-day thing? Has anything changed since Irish man has taken over. You've been here the whole time.
Since he took over, right. Since he got elected, no, but since he took over, I've been here.
Okay, so you don't really know.
Yeah. Well, and anyway, listen, here's the thing. You don't need me to say because you're all getting the same information. And I would argue, actually, that the Irish are almost more obsessed than most of my friends back in the States.
Yeah.
People seem to be very clued in to what's going on. And obviously, listen, it's quite frightening. And there's this whole sort of like going at Europe now. You know, it's like, do you know what it's like? It's like, what did I do? You know that expression? You know, like what did I do? You know, when you say your wife is annoyed, like your wife is annoyed at stuff in general, but you get
You're
it.
Getting it,
What did I do? I'm not the guy at work that's giving you what did I do? Like, that's what I feel like Europe is like. J.D. Vance is over there being like, and you guys, and you're like, what did I do? We didn't invade Ukraine.
No.
You know? But that's the way it feels. It's
definitely
like, leave
feels
Europe
that way.
Alone.
Yes, please.
You know, we're calmer and more cultural than you.
Well,
you know?
I don't want to say, but
I joke. So the joke I do in the show, I'll drop it here as I say, since I came to Ireland in 1990, I went to boarding school in Wexford, and Irish people are always like, all Americans are tick. All Americans are queer tick, you know? And like, I've been dealing with people saying Americans are tick all my Irish life, and I've always said they're not tick. but I no longer will be saying that.
You're not because, standing behind that statement.
No, after this
anymore.
Election, I'm like, clearly they're ticked because they've been sucked in by so much nonsense.
Yeah,
you know, that's the problem, is it's just so much nonsense.
Yeah.
It's so much bluster. And even now, and even I've heard certain Irish radio hosts who shall not be named, I've even heard them being like, he's done more in 3 weeks than Biden did in 4 years. And it's like, all he's done is bluster.
Bluster, yeah.
Which is what he's great at. And I've been dealing with that all my life.
Mm.
And he's been talking about tariffs and America getting ripped off since the 80s.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and America has just amassed more and more wealth since the 80s, but he keeps talking about America getting ripped off. You have to laugh that America's the victim.
Yeah,
can you imagine America?
He's literally portraying it that
way. Yeah, America's the victim. Do me a favor, bro. Anyway.
Well, more of that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, he doesn't care.
I'm not passionate about
it. No, in the slightest. Three Olympia, do not miss that. Another thing you shouldn't miss, by the way, is the new podcast, The Bishop Exchange.
That's right, me and John Bishop.
Des Bishop and John Bishop together. What's the wonderful thing you did in episode one? Not related, but relatable.
Not related, but relatable.
Love it.
Well, because people always ask, are we related?
Yeah.
We were trying to come up with a name. What would you have called it? Just, I know I'm putting you on the spot now, but obviously it's two bishops. I was going to call it The Two Bishops, but I feel like people would say it's two, like the two Johnnies.
Oh, the two. Yeah, isn't there a collective term for bishop? Is it the
synod?
Synod. Oh, you said that in the first episode.
Yeah, but synod is
no. Synod is too esoteric.
It sounds serious. It sounds like a news program.
Yeah.
You know, like this. That would be like Dave McWilliams.
Yes.
And Fintan O'Toole. The synod.
The synod.
Yes.
John Des Bishop.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I put you on the spot there. It's fine. So anyway, we were gonna go. With something else, which I can't even remember. And then Bishop to Bishop.
Okay.
And then he came.
What about just bishops?
We could have just done bishops. But so John, we started looking at all these chess comparisons.
Oh, okay.
And John found out that there's a move called the Bishop Exchange, an official
chess move. Yes.
Of course, Dave would actually, most people just go, oh, is there?
No, hang on.
But of course, Dave
knows.
Okay, let me
try. Am I right?
Building a computer to design my own internet chess game, I discovered that do people in Today FM know how much of a nerd you are? I don't think they actually know.
Only some people do. I try to guard it as much as I can.
When we were off air, Dave was saying, I was building a computer in 1998. He's a total geek. But anyway.
Is it when you exchange your bishop for a knight?
It is, actually.
It is.
And I only know that because John said it. And John's not a chess guy either.
Well,
so that's why we were saying, number one thing you need to know, this is not a chess podcast.
Okay.
But it is. So the bishop, it's totally fine.
What it is two friends, two really good friends, yourself and John, who've known each other for years.
Yes.
Sitting down having a conversation.
Yes.
Input from listeners.
Sometimes.
Yes,
which we borrowed a bit from Burnaphone.
Hey, which, by the way, it's a mechanic all over the world. It's a great thing to do.
Am I telling here?
Yes, you want to get in touch today? Oh, it's 7-4-100-102. It's a hilarious podcast. The two boys sitting down doing exactly
what
you're
just trying to make each
do.
Other laugh. That's the important thing, you know, because John just was seeing a lot of these podcasts and he was just like, I just think that, you know, plus listen, for me, it's fun. Hannah and I, we have our thing, but most of the listeners are women. So me and John get to be a bit more like male, a bit more, you know, older, like I'm 49, he's in his 50s. And, you know, so obviously we get to cover some other topics, which is fun. You know?
It is fun. Well, I highly recommend the Bishop Exchange. A wonderful chess move as well. Quick fire round before you go anywhere.
Okay. Oh God.
What are you currently obsessed with?
Severance.
Severance, the TV show.
Oh my God. I've never been as obsessed with anything in my life.
Oh my God. Okay.
I watch every episode.
Imagine
twice.
There's someone listening now who has no idea what it's even about.
No
spoilers, but give me the elevator pitch. What is Severance?
Severance is like a psychological drama slash puzzle box mystery show.
Wow.
About a very strange corporate environment where workers are severed, aka when they're at work, they're not aware of their outie life, as they call it. Mm-hmm. And while they're out living their normal life, they're not aware of what they do at work. So it's essentially, it's a deep exaggeration of work-life balance.
Got you.
But what happens within that strange environment is what we watch when we watch Severance. So tune in on Apple TV every Friday for a new episode. We're up to season 2, episode 6, and I count the minutes every
week.
For
the next one.
I watch every episode twice, and then I listen to about 4 podcasts.
Wow.
And TikTok knows, you know.
So now it serves
you all.
So
now my TikTok
Severance.
Is just chiropractors, kneecap, and Severance videos. And it's so good.
Amazing.
Because the acting is good, the humor is good, the story is, I've never seen a show with as many Easter eggs
in it. Wow.
Yeah, by the way, there's like, there's all this other canon. I wasn't even aware of like the thing of like, oh, it's canon connected to the show, like officially connected stuff.
Yeah.
So there's an audiobook slash book that's been released, 8 chapters of The UUR, which you find out very early what that is. And there's also an adjunct called The Lexington Letters. Both are released on Apple Books, which is a sort of a side story related to another Lumen industry, Lumen being the company that they're working for. And it's connected to the show, but it's not like, you never need to see it, but it's official.
I ask all of my guests this question. And they all humor me and say, I'm obsessed with, custard creams. I'm obsessed with my dog, Penny. I have actually never met anyone who's been as obsessed with their answer as you are obsessed.
No, but I said to Hannah, I was like, you know, all the years, I never knew that I was a nerd. And I know I've been joking that you're a nerd. I have never nerded out on a show like this. Like, I'm on Reddits. I'm in Discords. You know?
Amazing.
I'm the guy I gave a wedgie to. And I'm joking. I never did, by the way. I'm joking, but you know what I'm saying.
Next question. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, in my... I guess it's Cillian Murphy.
It's Cillian Murphy. That's a good answer. You know? In fairness. He didn't say John Bishop.
In fairness, he's been in my phone a long time, but...
What? He's in your phone.
No, but now it's like...
Yeah. You know, Oscar winner Cillian Murphy. Yeah, I get it.
He's done good for me in terms of answering that question, you know?
You weren't in Ireland when you were 8 years old, but go back to when you were 8 years old. What was in your lunchbox if you brought one, or did you have dinner in school? Or what
8 years
it?
Old?
Yeah.
Oh, God, my mother... We were not an adventurous family with the food. And I actually, I'm so embarrassed to say that we used to have mayonnaise and cheese sandwiches. So it was just
my
easy singles.
My favorite still now. He loves that. He's
easy
12.
Singles and mayonnaise. And like, they'd always be soggy by the time lunchtime came around. Yes. Crappy Wonder Bread.
Yeah, or American
Like
Wonder
American bread,
yeah.
bread, which you can't even import to Europe because it's full of chemicals that are not allowed here.
There's too much metal in your bread.
I still, you know, it's funny. I'll get bread and like after a week, I want to throw it out and Hannah will be like, why? And I'll be like, it's about to get moldy. And then I won't throw it out. And a month later, it's still not moldy.
No. The final question I ask all my guests is, because I don't, is do you wash your legs in the shower?
Oh, well, you know, this is a big black Twitter versus white Twitter thing. Are you aware of that?
I wasn't aware of the racial element, no.
Well, so there is. This is not controversially racial, but because in the States you work with a lot more black comics, it's a big thing for them that white people don't wash their legs.
Well, I'm white and I don't. Do you?
I do not wash my legs.
There you are. Maybe we're reinforcing the stereotype.
I'm just assuming that the wash-off is...
Gravity... Takes care of everything.
So,
Des, amazing to catch up. It's been ages. It's good to see you. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 26th, 27th, 28th of February. Des is in the Three Olympia with a show lately.
But I have to moisturize my legs. Can I just throw that in?
Oh, really?
Have to moisturize. My legs get very dry.
Interesting.
Yes. So that's a tip for the guys out there. Don't be afraid to moisturize.
Des, thank you.
It's masculine.
Dave Moore on Today FM.